Support for GLT's Grow comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, a huge selection of plants, gardening tools, and lawn and garden advice at Wendell Niepegan's on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington, where you're more than a customer, you're a friend. Details at niepegans.com. This is GLT.
Many yards are not all grass and plants. Hardscaping is often a part of the landscape equation. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, his name is Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, Murph has advice on using hardscapes in our yards. And this is something you're very familiar with because you've done a lot of that backbreaking work with hardscapes.
I've done it, I've sold it, and I've done both. And hardscaping is part of the landscape equation, as you mentioned, that actually adds value to our property.
Great.
So walks, patios, retention and detention walls, courtyards, motor courts, driveways, lighting, and heating for the outdoors, they all add value to our property. Some of the other big things that add value to the property in the landscape realm are sprinklers, irrigation, and trees.
Trees always.
But let's first talk about walks and patios, because they're the most common. Walks and patios are do-it-yourself friendly because a lot of times all the stuff fits right in your trunk, you know, or it's easy and affordable enough to have the local supplier bring it right to your house.
Great.
But the thing I would like, especially biology and lovers of living things I want you to know, is that there are also some new items in these categories that make us more responsible stewards of the environment.
Great.
While we increase the value and function of our property.
Wonderful.
And when it comes to walks and patios, one that I'm hot on personally are log cross-sections. We talked about this once way back when we were talking about log art.
Mm-hmm.
But there are types of trees, particularly those in the white oak family, hickory, walnut, beech, ginkgo. They're really great as dried wood. And what's different about a red oak and a white oak?
Yeah.
Well, we know from when we cut down an old red oak on campus and we were thinking about how special that tree was. That was when we learned that, whiskey barrels are made from white oak because red oak is
too pungent.
Porous. It's porous.
Oh.
So it doesn't keep water liquid in and doesn't keep liquid water out.
Not good for whiskey.
Right. But you can really use any kind of log cross section. And the key is, one, it's dry. And two, if you have the ambition, you can treat it with PEG, which is like polyethyl glycate, like a heavy shellac type clear cover.
Wear a mask if you're using that stuff.
And PPE on your hands probably, and cover your eyes as well. But the deal is you still build the walk or the patio the same way you would, say, if it was made out of brick or paving stones or natural stone, and that is on a compacted base. We'll talk a little bit more about those.
Mm-hmm.
And then the edges of the walk or patio are held in place. Its shape is held in place with edge restraints and edge anchors. This is common hardware that you can get to build your patio. But if you can imagine building that compacted base and the rectangular shape of your patio, and then the next step is to put some fabric down, put your log cross sections down, and then put some kind of small pea gravel or small aggregate decorative gravel into little joints in between.
Oh, nice.
Yes, very nice. We also have seen a big increase in the trending of tumbled industrial glass in the landscape.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. And it's really nice. And because it's tumbled, it's even barefoot friendly.
I'm walking on glass.
And here's the thing that also partners with it is this lighting. We'll talk more about lighting too. But
mm-hmm.
a lot of these glass paths, if you will, they're either bordered or underlit with the strip LED lighting.
Cool.
That's really neat. And then another item for walks and patios is the fashionable look-alike AstroTurf.
I love it. And you can pretend like you're the Brady Bunch. You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, interesting hardscaping ideas. I love the idea of AstroTurf. That is so cool.
I do too. And when I say it's fashionable look-alike turf, it's because now they have the AstroTurf. It's not just the green carpet that was on Grandma and Grandpa's front porch.
Mm-hmm.
It's different shapes of fakey blades in there, different heights. And a lot of times it's now laid on this Permeable netting so that water can percolate through it and down through the base.
Neat.
And we just recently talked about sharing the garden with our dogs and our pets. This is a great one because, say, you spill a jug of red wine out on your artificial turf or the dog does his business there. Either way, a little water, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Walls and retaining and detention, there's lots of fashionability in living walls nowadays.
Living, what do you mean?
So living walls is like be a wall in your landscape that separates your eyes from another area or the presence of people from one area. If you can imagine something like a pallet network that has been rigged so that it will hold soil, usually it's rigged with landscaping fabric or landscape plastic that allows it to hold soil and then plants, and it's displayed vertically.
Oh, wow.
Either attached to the ground or on some short masonry base. Really neat. There's also moving or pivoting components for our landscape. Retention and detention logs, again, walls. Logs are being used, and it's really old but resurfacing technique of covering cement block with either just paint or some kind of mason's veneer.
Okay. Well, what about lighting?
Lighting, this is really cool. Nowadays, they have solar lights that they do not come on until it's good and dark. They don't come on at dusk, and then they're done before it's even dark.
Yeah.
They have very nice, high-quality lightings, systems that are solar now, and that Homes on Homes, the Canadian home builder, he's who I saw advertising these. So if you want a trail, that's the one to follow.
Okay.
LED is really great, too, because you get this bright, clean light, and it consumes.
And it doesn't use a lot of power.
That's right. Very low electrical output.
Is it terribly expensive?
It's not. It's when it first came out, say, 2008, 2010, it was really expensive. But now many people are making it. The cost has come way down. And the same is true for the strip heating to melt snow and ice. And at the same time, you can sit out in your patio in the fall with that radiant heat on. And you're not putting fuel into an outdoor heater that way. You're just getting heat that raises from the floor.
That's brilliant.
It is really great. And it increases the amount of time you can enjoy yourself outdoors. And who doesn't like that? I'm not sure. I haven't met that person.
Nope, me neither.
Courtyards and drives, they're really popular. The driveway is one. A paved driveway can increase the value of your property versus asphalt or concrete. But the thing that I think is interesting is now they make turf stone, various geometric shapes that allow a grid to be put together. And in the little crevices in between, earth and turf and earth and vegetation grow. And if you've been out on the West Coast and in the Southeast, you can see lots of places where this is what the driveway consists of. And you don't really see a driveway there. It kind of looks like grass with a little pattern in it.
That's amazing.
It's really neat stuff. And then permeable bases, Laura, they're huge nowadays. So before the new permeable bases were created, lots of the building materials were harmful to nature. Well, now they figured out how to clean those up.
Great.
And you can literally have any of these hardscape features with a base that cleans the water and returns it to the soil and to the aquifers rather than just pushing it off to have it run down the storm sewer. It's great for sustainability of our forests and our native landscapes.
So really putting some thought into that, we have to thank the multitude of scientists who came up with that.
There's some talented folks out there.
Okay, Murph, thanks so much. Next week on GLT's Grow, we are going to focus on the current boxwood blight here in Illinois. They just made that announcement last week about boxwood blight. Look out. Plus stubborn seeds. It's a great question. We're going to tackle that as well on Grow. If you've got a question that you'd like Murph to take on, go to our website, wglt.org/grow. Fill in the form, send it along to us. Maybe Murph will answer it on the air. We would dearly love to hear from you. That's wglt.org/grow.